Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
There's not many premiership players in the family.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You're talking to one. In fact, how many do I win?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
I actually had a couple of blokes ring me yesterday saying you left a couple out.
Oh, no.
You were too short with the five you went for, so that's how... I'd just forgotten them. I won that bloody many. But, Bill, yep. I'll tell you what this show is all about, and that's stars. Mm. Simon Beasley's going to join us, one of our old mates, Beezer. He was a star for Footscray, of course, back in the 80s. Kicked more goals than any other player in the 80s in the VFL. That's how good he was.
A lot of good players, too, in that era.
Bloody oath there was. And then Tom Sparrow's going to join us, young man about to play in a grand final in just his 28th game.
Wow.
And then we've got another Brownlow moment, thanks to Thirsty Camel. And I'm looking forward to that. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. What are the conditions like over in Perth, please?
Well, pissing down at the minute, Bill. Wow. I don't know. This isn't going to continue. I think they've got some crappy weather for the next couple of days.
Yep.
But I was having a look before, and next week, grand final week, the weather is going to be beautiful. It'll get to mid-20s, I think, Wednesday, wow. Thursday. And then I think grand final days, late teens, early 20s, with about a 5% chance of rain. So I think we're set fair, Fat.
Thank you, Jane Bunn. And g'day, Rabsy. Have a listen now. This is a very good weatherman, a very astute and eloquent.
Oh, no.
Astute and elegant.
Weatherman.
Hey,
what about the fact that he's a weatherman?
A weatherman, like Superman. Hey, tickets, Brayshaw, tell us what's happened over there. Because I think there was 10,250 tickets left, Jim.
Bill, gone in 9 minutes.
No.
Evaporated in 9 minutes. The queue, the online queue was 180,000.
What, waiting to get on to buy 10,000 tickets?
Waiting to get on, and they were gone. They've evaporated in 9 minutes. Oh, the buzz in Western Australia, I mean, we're still locked in quarantine, but you read the local papers, you listen to the local news. I mean, it is extraordinary the impact this grand final's having over here.
Well, they are a footy state, a mad footy state. We know that. So that is fantastic. And I come up with an idea just thinking about last night that the AFL... They should play the grand final interstate every 4 years. They should just look at something like that.
Have a listen to this fool's head, will you? Seriously.
But it's a very good
idea.
I know. I came up with it.
One of your great ideas.
Exactly. While we're in Perth, Jim, Nick Nat has become just the eighth player to win multiple John Worsfold medals, which is two in a row, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, so he's won two in a row now. He won the medal last night from Dom Sheed and Andrew Gaff. So well done to Nick Nat.
Yep. Would have been a disappointing feeling for those boys.
Yes.
They had a very poor finish to the season at about the around 16-15 mark. They were set up as beautifully as any club in the comp, and a home grand final beckoned, and they just had a horrible finish. So they'll be doing some soul searching there, I reckon.
Exactly. Tim Kelly was sixth in that.
Did you say multiple? You have to win two in a row?
I'm two.
Right, okay.
Don't you butt in.
Or more than two.
Now, what about Richmond? They had four ruckmen about a week ago.
They did.
They're down to two. Marbio.
Well, two phones.
Two phones. He looks like he's going to the Suns gym.
Yes, and what about the destination club?
Well, North Melbourne, Callum Coleman-Jones might sign a four-year deal there at North Gym. How's that?
Don't you start smirking, rabbits. They're queuing up to get to Arden Street. It's got real sizzle attached to it.
Jim? Who else is going?
They're coming from everywhere.
Horn Francis.
They're coming from everywhere. Xavier Tanner.
So they're down to Toby Nankervis and your man, Ivan Soldo.
Ivan, don't call him Ivan.
He didn't like Ivan.
Come on, Bill, get it right.
That is very interesting there. Also, what about Jeremy Finlayson? Mm-hmm. Is thinking about going to Port Adelaide. His girlfriend is from there. She's pregnant, going to have a baby. And he is thinking of leaving the Giants. They've had the baby. Yeah, well, that must have just happened. Breaking news. They've had the baby and thinking about going to South Australia, Jim. Wow.
Yes, and also Dawson leaving from Sydney. So some nice boys coming back to the city of churches.
Yeah, exactly.
And so on the run sheet, Jill's written, with he and partner Kelly welcoming a baby girl in the world last month.
That's it.
Last month. That was a month ago. Wow.
So, yeah, just had a baby. Yeah.
Melbourne, Jim, I'm telling you, Sam Wiedemann, not sure what's going to happen there, but he might be going up north too. Just Sydney, of course, they got salary cap problems, as you said. Dylan Stevens, who was a top pick there, he might be looking elsewhere. Also,
he's rattled. Salary.
He is.
Hayden McLean. Sam Wicks has looked like. Georgie Hewitt looks like he's going to Carlton. So they're getting rid of a few, aren't they?
Is look like.
He is. Look like. Look like he might go to Carlton.
Oh, he's rattled.
Oh, where are we at?
Jordan Clark. Freo is showing interest there on Geelong's Jordan Clark. So that'll be an interesting one there, Jimmy boy.
Yes. But, I like it, Fat.
But I do have something for you. And this will tickle you, Jim. This is
fun. It'll what?
Tickle your fancies.
This is an idiot file just in this intro. Yep.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Yeah, the United States man. He's a very powerful man. You reckon?
United States man. Yeah, you're talking about the president.
President. He would know all the other prime ministers and everyone else around the joint, you would think.
Well, you'd think.
Well, he's there with Boris from...
Everyone else around the joint.
From England. Yeah. He's there with Boris. And he's got our prime minister.
This is Late Line you're listening to on the ABC.
ScoMo. He's got ScoMo there and Boris. And this, have a listen how he has a little, he talks to our Prime Minister.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
That fella down under.
Yeah, thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
He forgot his name, Jim. I'm telling you.
He did.
He forgot Scott Morrison's name.
Well, Scott could have even ScoMo'd him.
Well, he could have done that, but come on, Joe. I think he forgot his own name, actually, by the way.
Yeah, well, he is in his early 90s.
He's got a frame he walks out to the podium with. Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Jeez, hope we
come
don't
on, Jolton Joe.
If we get bombed, Jim, we need Joey, so just stay in his pocket, please. Well, right, that's it. I think that's it. That's a very good, comprehensive rap.
That's as poor a rap, Rabs, as I think we've had.
In a long time.
In a long, long time.
It's September.
It's Ben's brandless at his absolute worst.
He came in with two phones to his ears saying, make sure you put money on the first at sale, which is still running. He's having a nightmare, Bins.
I walked out this morning. My bins are still outside. They haven't been collected. They're late on the bins today.
His mates are turning up to the creamy Rabs and just trying to walk in without a spot.
Come on, Benny Riddle. Things he can just walk in there.
He's all over the place, our man.
Right. Simon Beasley is going to join us next on the Rush Hour. All thanks to selfwealth.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Jim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jace.
Can you believe that, Jace? Just, just a juvenile man.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, and we are joined by a waffle legend with the Swan Districts and a VFL legend with Footscray, Simon Beasley.
Our next guest is a Bulldogs legend, kicking nearly 600 goals across 8 seasons and winning the 1985 Coleman Medal.
Here he goes now, Simon Beasley going for the tuck. And there it is, and the crowd goes for first.
In fact, he kicked more goals than anyone in the league during the 80s. Please welcome Simon Beasley.
I love this man, Fat. He's an absolute beauty. 7-time leading Footscray goal kicker, of course, in their team of the century. And he joins us now, Simon Beasley. Beezer, welcome to you.
Jimmy, how are you, champ?
Oh, I'm not as good as you, mate. And, of course, your beloved Dogs are in another grand final. You'd be getting nice and excited.
Yeah, no, they've been flying the last 3 or 4 weeks. Amazing, isn't it? The turnaround from their last 3 games, home and away. But, yeah, no, they're the real deal, I think. I think they're going to have to create problems for the Demons somehow.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's really a toss of the coin. We're not sure here. And we've got another week to go. So don't play the game before it's played, Simon. But I want to know, how did you get to Footscray? I know you're a bloody champion over there in the Waffle and you kicked a lot of goals. But Footscray, because you were a stockbroker, you know, you come from good stock and all that, and you had to go across the Westgate.
Yeah, no, actually, I used to come through South Bank and cut through where the railway yard is. I had to work out in the first 6 months the shortcuts to get there.
Yep.
But I was good, mate. It was good out there. It was really good. The first bloke I met was Hawkins, of course. He taught me a few tricks. And then there was Terry Wheeler and Kelvin Templeton. No, we had great. It was great, great times.
You would have had a couple of other clubs chasing you, surely.
Yeah, so I spoke to sort of five or six clubs in that sort of 80, 81.
Yeah.
I spoke to sort of Hawthorn, Geelong, St Kilda, Carlton, Bulldogs.
Jeez.
And anyway, look, I mean, the Dogs sort of came along at the right time. And look, and I made the decision there. It worked out pretty well. So, look, if I'd gone to Carlton, I might have played in a couple of flags, but it wasn't to be. But I had a lot of fun at the Dogs.
Yeah.
Well, you played at Swan Districts, of course. And Bill, I don't know if you're aware of what goes on over there in the Waffle, but Swan, dirty bastards. Dirty eastern suburb, bogan, scratching, fighting, punching bastards.
Yep. Yep.
So you didn't really, you weren't fitting that mould either, Beezer.
Well, I sort of left them in 81, and John Todd, the coach of Swan Districts, said to me, look, you got to stay. We played off in 1980 for a grand final, a premiership in 1980 against South Fremantle, Mel Brown's team.
Yep.
Body said, you hang around for two or three more years, well, we're going to create something big. I said, mate, I've got to go to Melbourne. I'm getting too old. They went premiers, 82, 83, 84, all three. Bang, 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 they went. Smart decision, wasn't it?
That real. But then you come to the Dogs, of course. 1985 was your year. I think you finished second on the ladder and you lost that prelim. But that was going to be the year, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. That we played well in 85. Brad Hardy was first up that year with the Bulldogs, played enormous. We had some really good players, good team. And, of course, Mickey Malthouse in his second year coaching us. He was a young coach and very good. So, look, we weren't far away. A bit unlucky in the prelim final. We ran into Lee Matthews in the last quarter. He had a kick for three quarters and comes back on the ground. He kicks four goals in about 3 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
That was good night, Bulldogs. But anyway, that was the way it was.
You must have been very popular because, Jim, have a listen to this. He had his own TV show on Channel 31. And guess what it was? They went out and a lot of creativity went into the naming of this show. It was called The Simon Beasley Show.
Yeah, it was enormous, Billy. Unfortunately, it didn't rate very well, so the advertisers pulled all the money out.
How many shows did you do, and what was it about?
It was enormous, about the Bulldogs. They wanted all the people in the western suburbs are going to tune in, but unfortunately, they didn't realise the show was on. It wasn't not a problem.
I tell you what, I've known this bloke. How long have I known you, Beezer? 20-odd bloody years. Our kids went to school together. We're members of the same golf club. Those are subs that are worth paying at the minute.
Well, it's a bit of a question mark, isn't it? But they're building that new par 3 course, Jimmy Kingston Heath, so we've got to stick. But, of course, I knew your old man before I knew you.
You did.
So
you did.
Your old man was a bloody legend in Western Australia cricket, sticks, baseball.
Well, not only that, Beezer, but also played in the 64 Claremont Premiership against East Fremantle. So he played a waffle footy as well, the old boy.
Yeah, I know. No, he was a great Western Australian sportsman, your old man. He was a beauty.
And so was I.
No,
so
you weren't.
There were two of us.
Jim, you were shit. But he could hoop it around. He was fantastic. Now, Beezer, I kicked a goal after the siren. Don't know if you're aware of that in 1994. Yeah, no. One of the great goals. But you had a chance to kick a goal after the siren, 1988 it was, is that Carrara? And you took a mark, and the siren, I think it's gone, but tell us what happened.
Yeah, I took the mark deep in the forward pocket, and I thought this will be interesting because the siren goes.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought I'll get back on the mark quick and try and get this over and done with. But unfortunately, a swarth of bees came on the ground. They were everywhere. It's quite incredible, really. So the umpires were trying to sort out. Yeah. I was trying to fudge the boundary line, try and stick close to the boundary line. He kept pushing me out, back out to the picket fence.
Yeah.
Even the buddy, the Bears coach, Peter Knights, was there. He was in amongst the action.
Well, have a listen. We've got some audio here. This is unbelievable.
Look at the kick. It's wide. Beasley needs to mark it. I think he has. Simon Beasley has to kick this to win the game for Footscray. No doubt the crowd getting in his way, and it's going to make it tough. It's going to make it tough for the goal umpire.
How could he make a decision?
Here's the kick. Four premiership points are riding on it. I think he's missed it. One point. The Bears have done it.
Oh, come on. You've got to kick them, Beasley. What about Mike Richardson? was on the shoulders of Matthew Campbell, on his shoulders, on the mark. What is that right, Pete?
He was on Alex Dushenko's shoulders. Oh. It was Richo was on Alex Dushenko's. They were both former mates of mine from Perth. So it was a bit daunting. Yeah, it was sort of an interesting time. So I think a few of the rule changes came in. No more pyramids ever. No one's allowed to be on the other bloke's shoulders, teammate's shoulders.
Yeah.
I think within a year or so, they said no more people on the ground after the siren until the marks blow, you know.
Well, disappointing, Simon, because this is how you do it.
Oh, no.
Well, he's had
a rock and rolling season.
Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal?
Billy.
Billy, you are king of Geelong. The monkey's off the back, Billy.
That's how you do it, Beezer. That's how you do it, my friend.
I was in the box at the MCG that day. I knew you'd kick it because you were directly in front and distance. So it was a Monty, you'd get it, Billy. So it was a beautiful kick. Yeah, it was.
Oh, good on you.
I've only seen what you had to put up with at Carrara once before, Beza, and that's when Kerry Good in that night grand final was trying to kick after the siren and all the Collingwood Ferals ran on, one of which was Glenn Archer, aged about 10. He said, I screamed onto the ground. I was abusing Blighty and everyone because he's a mad Collingwood fan, but that's the only other time I've seen it.
Yeah. No, it's tough. So the rules are all pretty clear these days, Jimmy.
Mate, you must be. I mean, you won the flag in 16 and Luke Beveridge has got a really good thing going at the Dogs. After some pretty lean years, you must be really pleased with how the club's going. Things out at the Witten Oval with the new development and a whole lot of money going into the bottom line. The club's flying.
Yeah, look, they're flying, aren't they? So, look, he's been a great find for us, Luke Beveridge. It's been incredible what's happened. And, you know, look at our playing list this year. You know, average age, less than 25, 24, 7. I look at some of our players and I think, you know, they're just combining so well. You know, Bontepelli, Treloar, Dunkley, Bailey Smith, Lockie Hunter. He's got these blokes who are around that 6 foot level.
Yeah.
Virtually unstoppable.
He's done well, done very well. Good on you, Beezer. And are you bookmaking or anything? What are you doing?
Yeah. We're still taking bets. Beezerbet.com. We've got the book all going beautifully, Billy. So all sweet there.
How many? Just the one?
How many bets?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, Beezy, you're a bloody star, mate. Can't wait for a week or so's time. Good luck with your doggies.
Good on you, Jimmy. Good on you, Cam.
See you soon. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Tom Sparrow from the Melbourne Football Club joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim.
What are you, Bill?
Do you know how many peoples yell out to me?
How many peoples?
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by Tom Sparrow from the Melbourne Footy Club.
When this man runs out onto Perth Stadium for the grand final, he'll be playing in just his 28th AFL game.
Tom Sparrow in a big prelim final. Huge moment for this young man. Good-looking attempt too. Look at that. Struck it magnificently, Tom Sparrow.
He's just going to have to listen to some of Billy's puns first.
I tell you what, he gets up early, Tom Sparrow.
Please welcome Tom Sparrow.
Oh, he wouldn't have heard that before, Jim.
No, he never wants to hear that, actually. Hey, Tommy, you must be pinching yourself, mate. You're about to play in an AFL grand final.
Yeah, it's absolutely surreal. Couldn't have thought, even in my wildest dreams, I'd get this opportunity. So, extremely grateful.
How are you going with it? Because we're still, a week and a bit to go. We haven't had this break before a grand final. How's it all going?
It's obviously a little bit different, and you're obviously just wanting to get out there extremely bad. So it's a bit of a nervous wait with the 2 weeks, obviously the week off in between. But nonetheless, you still get to take it all in. You know, we've got a bit of media stuff to do, so we can get that all done. So it's a great lead up.
And you've got some freedom now because you've been locked away up at Joondalup, which is a very nice part of the world, by the way, but you haven't been able to get out. But you are out and about, whereas the Dogs are still locked up. So that's a nice little advantage for the Demons.
Yeah, it's a great spot, Joondalup. It's quite nice. And now that we're out of quarantine rules, we've got a few hire cars and we've been able to, you know, get down the beach for some recovery and stuff like that. So it's a good bit of freedom has been nice, but also we've still been getting around each other a fair bit to keep that culture going.
Where's your best spot, Tommy? You've played, 27 games? 7 of those have been as the medical sub. But where, if you could, where would you play?
I see myself as an inside mid. Yeah. That's what I Played all throughout my juniors.
Yep.
And got drafted as an inside mid, so I definitely sat in there.
And you're, of course, Adelaide boy from Bridgewater, Bill, which is in the Adelaide Hills, magnificent part of the world.
Nice.
I used to dwell up there myself, Tommy. It's God's country.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice spot. I've been all around the Adelaide Hills, so I grew up in Scott Creek and Bridgewater as well. Lived in Harndorf for a bit.
Yes.
Played my junior footy at the Bridgewater Football Club. And then, yeah, moved down to the city, played a bit of school footy as well. So, been all over the place. But, yeah, the Adelaide Hills is absolutely amazing part of the world.
And the girlfriend, Layla, is she from that way or did you find her in Melbourne?
Nah, she's a Melbourne girl.
Oh,
so, yeah, she's back there at the moment. So, massive support for me. And, obviously, I rely on her and lean on her a lot. So, she's been wonderful support for myself.
Well, I know because of my nephew, obviously, in the same situation you're in, and his beautiful girl, Danny's back in Melbourne, and she and my partner are mates, Tommy, and, oh, Christ, they're doing some complaining. The girls aren't happy that they're locked over there.
Nah, they're doing it tough, that's for sure, along with all the other Melburnians at the moment. You know, we do feel for them, and we wish they could all be a part of it. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So we'll do our best to make them all proud.
So what about your mum and dad? Oh, I presume they're still in Adelaide, and Adelaide people can get easily into Western Australia. Yeah. Is that true? Have you been able to do any of your family still in Adelaide to get to the game?
Yeah, so mum, dad and my sister are in Adelaide still. They came over for the prelim final along with my grandma as well. So it's, yeah, they got over here pretty easily for that. It's been pretty busy since then with flights, prices skyrocketing and accommodation getting booked out. But, still grateful that they still get the opportunity to actually be here and experience it. So, it is really great.
So they flew over, the Sparrows?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Have you got a nickname, Tom?
I just get called Spaz. Just a pretty simple nickname.
Not fart.
Yeah.
Probably haven't heard that saying.
Dad got Spoggy when he was playing.
It's getting worse. Sure,
I think that was another name for a sparrow or something like that. I have no idea. But he still gets that to this day when we're around the Bridgewater Footy Club.
Tommy, Nathan Jones is in a lot of ways a great story and, of course, a sad story because he's not able to be with you and not able to play in this amazing game. But what an extraordinary player he's been, and it must have been great to cross over with him.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable player. He's had an extremely decorated career. He's been a great leader for the club. And I think, yeah, an even better role model for myself. Coming into the club as a rookie and seeing the way he went about his footy, all the leadership he provides, the way he goes about it, he's been absolutely unbelievable. But, yeah, and it just, I think it shows going back for the birth of his twins where his priorities are. And he's such a loyal man, not only to the football club, but to his family as well. So, he's been a great role model for me.
Hey, good on you. Hey, looks like you're having fun. I saw it the other night and I saw it the week before when you ran out against Geelong. And it's from your skipper, of course. Maxie is just high-fiving blokes and just enjoying your footy. Whereas you look at the Geelong blokes, they look so intense and, you know, they didn't look like winning. But you seem to have a good environment there at the minute.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're all very clear on what needs to be done and our method and what everyone's role is. So I think that just provides us with the ability to be able to go out on game day and just have fun and play our role, knowing that what we need to do. So there's not too much thinking involved. We just go out there, know exactly what needs to be executed. And then that comes with goals and scoring. So then that generates the spirit and energy that you see on game day.
And number 10, who wears the helmet, Tommy, firstly, can you understand anything he says? Because he mumbles, so the words don't come out clearly, and half of it's rubbish anyway.
Nah, Gussie's he's a great bloke. I get along well with Gussie. He has a great sense of humour. He's a great sense of spirit for this club as well. Everyone loves him. He provides us with some good gags as well, so he's a ripper bloke that we absolutely love.
No chance of that, Bill. That's just Tom being nice.
Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't got a funny bone in his body like his father. Hey, mate, we cannot wait. It's so exciting. Melbourne, of course, and the history of what you're potentially about to achieve is quite amazing. So good luck with every part of it.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, Tommy.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and...
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple N's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Bins Brownless and JB. The Brownlow is only a couple of days away.
Now, it's another Rush Hour Brownlow moment. This September, find your local bottle shop at thirstycamel.com.au.
They're brilliant, Thirsty Camel. Oh, yeah. So, of course, we love their support. But what happens with the Brownlow normally? I mean, we're doing them virtually now because of the ridiculousness that is Australia at the minute. But normally we have a Brownlow where everyone turns up to Crown. Yep. They get to the Palladium. They do the red carpet. They walk up the stairs. And then they have the great misfortune of running into us. And Bill stands there in an ill-fitting suit, not got a frame that should ever wear a tuxedo. And then he just grabs unsuspecting players and their partners and asks them, well, really inappropriate questions. Two-time Brownlow medal-winning superstar Chris Judd. Juddy, welcome and beautiful Beck. We're going to get to you in just a second. Hello, Christopher.
JB, how are you going?
You're very relaxed this night. I love the way you roll. You just there's some ownership of this night with you.
Wow, that's it. You know, the first one, you're not sure you're still a visitor, but once you get the second, Jim, you feel like you've got a fair
keys to the house.
Title on it. That's right.
Exactly right. And where are you sitting tonight, please? Are you in the previous winners or the Carlton
crew? No, I'm still with the Carlton crew. So good. Still a listed player, table 80. So,
are we?
Yeah,
we're 87.
Well, I told him we were 80, so...
Wherever you like.
Don't make me look bad when we're on air, but...
Sit down. Two-time Brownlow medal winner, Gary Ablett Jr. Hello, Gaz.
How are we, guys?
Now, two-time, I just looked it up because I knew it was two, but I didn't know the years, 09 and 13. But you were unlucky not to win a third. Yeah. Wasn't there another count where you got right to the death and were right there and then...
I think there's a few of them, wasn't there, Billy?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. So I didn't say a word.
That's actually Brown High.
No.
Because I controlled it. Listen to the craft, Bill. Listen to that. That's getting the best out of high-quality talent.
Normally they come to Papa. They come to me like bees to a honeypot. But I don't know how you got those two, Jim, but two Brownlow medalists there.
Let me just say right now, and two of the best players that have ever played the game, those two.
Exactly right, no doubt. And thanks to Thirsty Camel, Jim, you wouldn't believe this. There was a delivery delivered today. We got a delivery from Thirsty Camel, Jim.
What? And I'm over here in
Which
Perth.
Which Bill's already tucked into.
Which is already in the old Mazda.
I thought you were about to say already in your guts way you've performed today.
Well, exactly. It sounds like that. But I'm just excited, Jim. But yeah, thanks to our good friends.
So where's my bit?
Thirsty Camel. And that's
my stuff.
Move on. Let's go move on, Rabs.
Where's my stuff from the Thirsties?
Up next, we got a great joke from Billy.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Bins Brownless, and we're back tomorrow with a show on air, boys.
Oh, I like it. Now, I've got an email sent through from Joseph.
Joseph?
Yes.
What's he say? You are the king of kings.
No. He said, he starts by saying, what did Thirsty Camel drop off to old Bins? Question mark. And then he goes, Jim, you're in career best. Go D's. So, this was just earlier in this show, Rabbits. I need to hear it again.
Jim, you wouldn't believe this. There was a delivery delivered today. What's wrong with him?
Ray, what is wrong with you?
Well, I think I had half that slab. Fat.
You've got to be better than that, Fat.
No, not during the show, but if you start well, which I did.
Which you didn't.
And if you finish well, look
which
out.
You never
You're
do.
You're away. You get votes, Jim. Here we go. Jim, you wouldn't believe this. There was a delivery delivered today. We've heard it, Rabs.
I like it. I like hearing it again. All right, something humorous?
Mm-hmm.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
By the way, Jack Steele, we'll hear from tomorrow, ahead of the Trevor Barker medal, which is, of course, the best and fairest, and he is going to win that comfortably for the Saints. That's tomorrow.
Also, I must say happy birthday to Maxie.
Slapsy.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, Bill, you forgot his birthday.
Yes, I did. It was yesterday, Jim.
Well, as you know, 2 years ago I sent Jonathan, who's 27, so that stage he's 25, I sent him a text on the 10th of June, said, happy birthday, mate, hope you're having a good one. He goes, Dad, my birthday's in a month's time.
Come on. It's hard when you've got four kids, Jim.
When you got four, exactly. You can't keep up with them all.
And Charlotte, my niece, also was birthday yesterday, so just missed a couple, Jim, but that's all right. Righto, Jimmy boy.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, the sooner the pubs open, the better, Jim. This drinking at home is getting out of hand. Last night, I nearly asked the missus for a phone number.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's in the Herald Sun.
That's just not really appropriate.
It's in the Herald Sun, Jim.
Yeah, that's okay then.
Yes.
You just steal
it. It's not bad. That's how we're all feeling.
That's some of the preparation you do for the show.
Well, I got to look through a few different Herald Suns. Just doesn't come to me. I got to work them all out. Change them around.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, Bint. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, Jim.
Yeah, no, good.
No podcast tomorrow. That's the only man. You are the king of the
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.